Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Grain Markets, 8.09 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Possum of Critical Point, April 5th. Okay, on Thursday, we'll have the weekly update for the grains and probably a morning brief as well, but probably no updates on Friday. It's Good Friday, and I have a podcast show I got to be on for someone, for a friend, and that'll be a wrap up the week. Okay, so where are we here? In my opinion, it's obvious the corn market is in a level 3 downtrend. It's working. The level 3 traders bought all they needed and or price got a bit too high for them where they just had to reject it. Okay, wait. I think we ought to consider there is potential for the May corn to trade down about 645, maybe 650. But keep in mind the objectives I put in the video yesterday of around 634. To around 625 for the May corn. Daily indicator acts quite bearish. And the model's saying, although there's a chance it can bottom by the end of this week, with Good Friday holiday, it's more likely next week, and the model said all along that it can last into next week. So I don't think anybody's going to see a reason to buy corn for the rest of this week. I don't see the news cycle going on there to get anybody excited. All right, now, for the July, we have a level 3 downtrend, and it's working better than the May. The May has some resiliency. It has a little more demand in it than the July. I think that's typical behavior for the structure of the different contracts. The July is down already low enough for some of the better targets if you're expecting limited downside, but I think you do want to consider it can trade down to about the 620 market or mark, and maybe just a little bit lower. And do keep in mind we have the targets I showed you yesterday about 610 and down to about $6. Again, those targets I think are too low for this level 3 downtrend. If it's going that low, I think we get a bounce and then go down in the next level 3 as the larger trends over the next 30 to 40 days may turn bearish. We may bring these markets all the way back down. We may only retrace them. And I do think it's rather limited to the downside over the next 30 to 45 days, but I also think it's limited how high they will go in the next 30 to 45 days. I think we're a ways off before we can start a summer rally. As I looked at the weather last night and Eric Snodgrass and some of his comments here on the short-term weather, it looks like it can get a little break maybe for planting, then back to bad weather. I think the level threes are probably going to zigzag up and down, and they may even be broken up a bit and become a little more choppy, volatile, keeping up with that weather. Overall, though, my guess is the market's going to bet on crop's going to get planted anyways, okay? And there really is no threatening long-term weather forecast. There is no evidence we're going to have a crop problem this year when just looking at how the weather's developing, where we are at soil moisture, and where we are at the drought monitor map. But there is evidence that things are going on, and I'll discuss that in a weekly update. I may even do a separate video on the potential for drought and a crop problem this year or next. Don't know exactly when I'm going to do that, but it seems time enough to update it. Some of you asked, where was the last one I did? I thought it was a separate one. I can't find it in the catalog, and I got 400 videos and audios, things going on there. It must have been inside of a weekly update, and even I forget which one was it. So we'll probably touch base again on where we're going for this year for the drought crop problem. It can still occur this year. I'm just saying, don't have a lot of evidence we're building up for right now. I think that's going to hold the market back the next 30 to 45 days. Okay, daily indicator in July corn, widening spread, warning of lingering near-term downside momentum the next 1 to 3 days. Model's fine with that. Model's saying it's probably going lower next week. Even if it won't go lower, it's probably can't go up much at all until we get that level 3 bottom, and it's probably next week, not tomorrow, okay? So at any rate, now the indicator is approaching oversold, so it's also one, and they could put the brakes on here, but it's acting pretty bearish. So all I can tell you is 5-day average and daily highs are resistance, and I suspect even though the level 4 intra-week is due for a pop today and or tomorrow, I don't think it's going to accomplish much. I think it's probably going lower still. All right, that's it for the corn market. Let's go to July soybeans. Level 3 downtrend. It's over and done with. Top Monday. It's at the 5-day average. It may find support and pop today, maybe even in tomorrow for level 4. But I think as it trades lowered, if it trades lower today below that five-day average, you're going to see at least the technical crowd give up on buying, and they'll want to sell or sell even more if they're already selling. 5 day stochastic is rolling over. It's giving a sell signal as of this morning here. It's leaving overbought. It doesn't really support the bulls here. All right, downside potential is probably to about 1460 to maybe about 1440s for the July soybeans. And I think upside is limited to the high of this week, but I seriously doubt it's going back there. Now, the May beans, much like in the corn story, the May beans have greater strength or less bearishness than the July, okay? It's back to the five-day average, really hasn't accomplished much, and is not showing as much evidence of a level three downtrend, and the indicator is barely on the sell side and is still overbought. Who knows? Maybe they can give us one last pop here, then down. But I think basically it's down. You start seeing that trade below the five-day moving average. That's just a simple moving average. I don't use the complicated ones. you know, in other words, we start seeing a close below 1505 and a half. I think that's all the evidence you need. The beans are going lower here. And downside potential for the May, for the moment, I don't know, 1470s to maybe 1480s. Okay, and the May could hold up a little better than that, not be so bearish here. Now, in the wheat, clearly the level three trend is down. I warned you yesterday, if it takes out the low of March 31st, then the level three trend is extending, and it's going lower into next week is the best forecast. It is now oversold, but that's about all you can say. It's not extremely oversold. It's not deeply oversold. The spread of my favorite indicator, the 5-3-2 slow stochastic, is narrow enough that you could get a buy signal if they want to rally it. But it's so it's not suggesting a lingering near-term downside momentum next 1 to 3 days. But I think it's actually going lower, okay? And as far as how low, I can see just a little bit lower, like about maybe 684, but I can see it coming all the way back to 669 as well, okay? But it is oversold. I think it's just going lower into next week. To get me to think differently, I got to get it above the overnight high there at 705 and a quarter. Got to get above five-day average. It may even be better to get it above 714 and a quarter. I don't see that happening in the next few days. Maybe in the next few weeks, we'll put it back up for the next level three trend, but I'm not seeing that. So bearish all grains into next week, even though I realize it's possible most of the downside could be over with this week. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow for the weekly update. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.